Hey y'all, it's your girl, the Ghetto Mother Goose, and I'm back with another installment of the Bootleg Ghetto Mother Goose. So I wanted to talk to you guys about this podcast that I seen on No Jumper. If you don't know who No Jumper is, No Jumper is a blog site that basically had people come on or whatever. He's a white man. His name is Adam22. And he has people come on. I guess he interviews them. And he had Almighty Suspect and a little Keebly on the show. And I guess they appeared again. But I had gotten into a discussion with a gentleman about on Facebook about the whole incident. And if he said something back, I deleted his thing, I think. Oh no, I didn't. So basically what happened was they were on there, and I don't know if they're I don't know what they do in the sexual field, like sex work field, but they do something. And basically, what's the dude name again, honey? Let me see something. Let me hold on, y'all. Let me see something. Suspect. Almighty Suspect. And a little cute child. I don't know where my mind's going. Y'all don't do me. Do the Johns. But no, okay. So basically, Suspect was basically saying that Keebly was basically perpetrating a fraud as far as him being a pimp or whatever. And he was basically, like, you know, wearing the stuff, wearing the medallions or whatever, basically saying, like, he was putting on a costume. And Lil Keebly was like, no, I'm not putting on a costume or whatever. You know, like, I didn't have any mentors as far as, you know, what to look for, whatever, with, you know, with being in the streets and doing what he do. So he just used the old school thing, and he mimicked that. And that's where the whatchamacallit came from. Now, from the rip, I believe Suspect let Keebly speak. But as soon as Suspect started speaking, everything he was saying, he was rebuttaling Lil Keebly. So right there, I was like, you're doing too much. Like, the man didn't interrupt you, let him speak, you know? And Suspect was keeping it real, real cool, keeping it real cute, keeping it real just, like, chill. Like, you know, he was just paying him no mind. But as they further get along in the conversation, he had called him a bit. He had said, Benjamin knows my name, bitch. And whatchamacallit was like, Almighty Suspect was like, who? And he spit on him and punched him and just wailed on him, you know? And, oh, no, 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 no. He asked him again. And he said, oh, my bad, I went too far. He asked him again. He said, what you say or whatever? And he said it again, like, Benjamin Franklin or Benjamin, some Benjamin know my name, bitch. And he wailed on him and he did him dirty. But me and this gentleman was having a debate about, you know, because he was saying, like, oh, you know, you letting a man control your emotions, you know, that's not right. Like, only little kids do that or whatever. And I really didn't read his messages, but I'm going to read two replies or whatever. So, let me see. So I said, la pa la, you think calling another man a bitch twice and not getting hit is how it's supposed to be? And sitting down waiting to get hit is cool. No kicking, no nothing, just sitting there. And the guy who punched him was very cool headed before the guy was saying things whilst he was giving his objective opinion. Not once did he raise his voice. And my thing is, he asked him twice about it. About what he said. He could have popped on him right then and there, but he didn't. He asked him what he said. because he already didn't like him. So, but he asked for clarification and then he popped him. So I respect that. I kind of broke it down a little bit, but that's basically what I said or whatever. So he was like, why? Because he's supposed to sit there and let an old girly man yell and spit and talk all that hot shit in his face and not say what he said. Did we watch from the very beginning? I watched from the very beginning and I could tell that the dude in a beige, a whole female, basing everything on feeling, not on facts or action. He was hating because he don't do what dude is doing. I call it B&B if that's what they being. It's on them to prove it wrong. Old girly man in a beige didn't. He got all emotional and act like what he is. Oh, child. A little beam. Facts. You don't know how dude kept his composure and didn't handle on a camera in front of a known snitch. He still kept it cool and still challenged the emotionally challenged slow kid, AB. Facts. I call him a girly man because his name wasn't important. Never was, never will be. Oh boy, that kept his cool and still said what he says. Said got the win no matter if he took a few weak-ass punches when getting a lap dance from the emotional-driven female in a man's fit. He won at the end. He said, you still a B. Left out of that's facts and he going to jail for assault to over letting words control behavior. Only children and women do that. And I was just like, girl, okay, you got it. Because at the end of the day, Miss Mamas, you don't call no grown man a B and expect to not, you know, in my opinion, you know, get popped on. Like, that's just crazy to me. And then it's like, the guy that made that comment was like, oh, you know, to check my name, the news know my name and all this and all that. And I'm like, but the way you're talking, you're talking about calling the cops and making a report. So, bitch, are you about that life or nah? Like, I'm confused. Like, is it yay or nay? Like, yeah, nah. Like, I was just like, you know what, girl, you got it. Because you're writing these fucking long-ass fucking drawn-out paragraphs. And it's not even giving all of that. I just feel as though that any grown man, you got to read the room. You got to read his energy. If a person gets up, why the fuck are you still sitting down, you know? And I ain't the most battleless cat. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, come on, boo. And then my thing is you felt the energy because if you look at the video on No Jumper, if you look at the full video, like, when a dude was starting to move, he was like, he stopped vaping, he put his vape down, and all that shit. So my thing is like, how you go from all that to like, now you're pausing? It was just like too much for me. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, you know what? And then, like, you were wrong. You were dead fucking wrong. And I don't care. Like, I don't know what that guy was talking about. But if you look at that video, that guy was keeping it real cool. I think, did he say some shit in the book? Like, why he was talking? Maybe he was. Maybe they both were saying things. But I think he did say some stuff, too, while he was talking. So I can't even just say that. I can't even just say, oh, because he was talking. But nonetheless, like, you don't, like, when that man asked you what you say, the way he asked you was, like, clearly he's offended. Like, clearly you done messed up. And for you to repeat it and then just be like, still, it just takes me out, you know? But that's just that on that, y'all. I just wanted to come and talk about that real quick. Again, if you want to see the thing, it's on No Jumper. You could just look it up and put Almighty Suspect versus Little Kleppo on No Jumper, and you can see, or you could just put No Jumper podcast, and it's like the first one posted, I think, or like it's like 2 days old, one of the two, but it's on there. And then if you want to see the fight, you go on to Twitter at No Jumper, and then you can see the full fight, and then all of that. And then he was still talking shit, and then the guy, like, oh yeah, you know. He's like, oh yeah, he's used to it being. It's like, you just don't learn. Like, now I had this man wore you out. Like, come on. Like, don't do that. Like, you can have a war words when you start crossing the line. And granted, the guy said the N-word or whatever. And, I mean, it's kind of mixy because it's like, he didn't say, like, nigger, you know? He said, like, N-A. So it's like, and not the white guy, the black guy, you know, to him. But it's like, I don't know, because it's mixing. But I just feel like that B-word just didn't have to happen, in my opinion. So that's it, y'all. Just remember this. Things are going to get better if you're going through shit. And everything is written. Things are going to turn around. So, that's it for today, but I will be back on a little note. And I'm your girl, the Ghetto Mother Goose, and I'm going to do the best I can with what I got.